Welcome back to Law Matters here on Noongar Radio. Well, many of our people across the country are imprisoned both in adult prisons and juvenile detention centres, and for these people and their families, it's really important that they do receive support. And a sad statistic is that more and more women are needing our support on the inside, and joining us on the program today is Darlene Summers, who is a prisoner support worker with the Law and Advocacy Unit at the ALS. And she joined ALS last year, and we're going to have a yarn with her now on the program. Darlene Summers, welcome to Law Matters. Your first time on our show today?
Yes, it is.
Not the last, though. All right. But when did you come across and start working with the mob at the ALS?
I came over in early October last year.
Okay. It's been a busy time.
It has been, yes, very busy.
Let's start by just having a bit of a yarn about you. Where are you from?
Okay. I'm from Perth. Yes, I'm a Noongar woman.
And you've worked within community services before?
I've worked a little in community services. I've worked in education and various government departments, yeah.
And before you started with the ALS, had you sort of had experience of working within the prisons or with people who'd been imprisoned?
No experience whatsoever.
Okay. So tell us about how it's been for you since you started in October.
It's been very, very interesting. It's been really busy. A big learning curve for me, but yeah, very, very interesting and very, very valuable information that I've learnt since I've been here. Yeah.
You spend most of your time working with women who are imprisoned. What are some of the main issues that they talk to you about in terms of how they're feeling about being inside?
Oh, gee, that's hard. I mean, obviously, the women don't want to be there. They'd rather be anywhere else but there. Sometimes I'm someone for them to talk to. If they just need guidance, that sort of thing, or advice. The things that they talk to me about, or sometimes I'll have queries about health concerns, different things that might happen within the prison, treatment, that sort of thing, and they just, want advice on how they should go about if they'd like to make a complaint, perhaps, how they'd go about that. Yeah.
It must be very hard for the women. I know there's a lot of people being locked up for things like unpaid fines, which it's pretty sad, isn't it, when it gets to that?
It is really sad. It'd be great if they had some other way of dealing with that, rather than them being locked up for something like that.
And, of course, women, when you're talking women, you're talking family, you're talking children. So it's not just that one person who's affected, is it?
Exactly. Their children are affected, families, extended families. So, yeah, there's a whole range of people that it affects when the women are incarcerated, yeah.
How many times a week are you visiting people on the inside?
It varies. I'll be going there maybe once or twice a week. It just depends on what their needs are. Sometimes I'll have a few more queries from the women in there.
So you're mainly going out to Bandy, aren't
you? Yes. Yep. Yes, I am.
Yeah. And is there the opportunity to get out to country areas at all? Or I know there's only one of you.
Yeah, exactly. Well, there is the opportunity, but I think it just depends on the circumstances. I also deal with Greenough Prison, and that's with the men and women, and obviously I deal with women across the state. So there will be, I'm sure, in the future, the opportunity to go out into country, yeah.
So tell us more about your work when you're coming into the ALS, and it's not just doing the prison visits. Tell us more about what you actually do with the ALS and, about working with the Law and Advocacy Unit as well.
Okay. Well, within my role, we assist with the prisoners with their applications for parole and that sort of thing. When I say with parole, I'm talking about new applications for parole, and that's not reviews of parole, and that's based on an assessment of the capacity of our unit to be able to assist them. And it depends on if they have had a change in their circumstances. So there's certain criteria that has to be met before they're able to be able to lodge a new application for parole. There's a lot of background work too that goes on, say with a visit. So, you know, there's typing up notes and that sort of thing, and speaking to other staff members, lawyers within our unit for their advice on different matters that might come up, and the social worker that we have within our unit as well. So, and also sometimes just dealing with other staff members as well for their expertise, you know, their knowledge as well. So there's also a bit of research that goes into the work, researching different queries and that sort of thing, dealing with the corrective services department, and I think that's just part of what I do.
So a busy job, but the support of a great unit behind you, and I'm sure that makes it easier, not just for you, but for everyone in the unit, to know that you can sort of, you know, help each other out, hey?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we've got a very supportive unit, and we've got some great people in there.
Darlene, what's important to you as an Aboriginal woman? There was obviously something that drew you to the Aboriginal Legal Service to want to work in this area. What is important to you?
To me, I see a lot of our people and the disadvantage that they experience. I'd like to see things improve for our people, and it is improving, I guess, in some ways. I'd like to be able to help those people that perhaps don't have the same knowledge or, skills or whatever to be able to help themselves. I'd just like to be able to, be of some help to our community to improve their circumstances, just to, in any, some small way perhaps.
All right. Well, keep up the work that you are doing. Well done. Only been on board for 4 months now. But it's a big job and an important job, and I think you're doing a great job at doing it.
Okay, thank you very much.
Darlene Summers joining us here on the Law Matters program, brought to you every fortnight by the Aboriginal Legal Service of Western Australia. That is it for another week, another fortnight. We will be back in 2 Wednesdays' time, but tell your friends, tell your community, if they can't tune in on Wednesdays, they can tune in to the repeat here on 6NME at 9 o'clock on Sunday nights, or check out the Aboriginal Legal Service of WA website as well. Now, the numbers that we want to give you, if you want to find out anything more about what you've heard on the program today from anywhere in WA, you can free call 1800 019 900. That's 1800 019 900. Or you can call our Perth number and get asked to put through to the Law and Advocacy Unit on 089 265 6666. And there's also always a lot of info on our website as well, www.als.org.au. Thanks for your time on Law Matters. We look forward to it again next time. See ya.